Hey, this is the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from the Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Just the Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out. And best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Merry Christmas, bitches. It's a Real Ass Podcast. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake coming at you in HD, full effect, 3D, surround sound, Dolby Digital. International superstar Zach Amico is here.
Hello.
Chris Tinkle is not. I don't know where Tinkle is.
I'm 85% sure last week he said he wasn't going to be here.
I don't remember this. It's on the recording.
I'm sure it is. I don't know. You know how I listen to this. I just fast forward to when people are laughing and then go back and see what I said.
If you guys are in the chat and you remember last week's episode, because I believe it was a pretty forgettable episode, do me a favor and let me know if Tinkle said he was going to be out of town, because I don't know where he's at. It's Christmas. Here's the thing. If you're listening to this on Monday, yesterday was Christmas. Hoorah. I'm sure it was a great fucking time, right?
Yes. It's December 26th, a.k.a. Puerto Rican Christmas.
Actually, I was trying to think of a dumb joke about how his name is kind of Christmassy.
So is true. Chris Tinkle.
Maybe he's at the North Pole, folks, making shitty toys.
Nick Mullen is here. The real Puerto Rican Rattlesnake joins us.
Thank you.
What's up, man?
I'm all right.
Chris Tinkle is like the alternative name for Kris Kringle. When they were coming up with names with the story, they were like Tinkle, yeah. Kringle.
Well, he's the Santa Claus that's like pretty explicitly a pedophile instead of implicitly.
Yeah.
It's like the list of names they gave Stone Cold Steve Austin when he was Chris trying to name himself.
Yeah.
Chili McDagger.
So, Shannon, Merry Christmas. How are you, babe?
I'm great. How are you?
Let's get some of these plugs out of the way. Let's do it. Nick Mullen, anything coming up, my friend?
I don't know. Red Eye. I'm on Red Eye pretty. Just to watch, I guess. Or don't. I don't know. That's it.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. That's this the Snoop Dogg version.
Is this new?
No, I don't think so.
It's gotta be old.
Black people really, they got some things figured out. Not like
Christmas.
They got Christmas figured out. Black Christmas is pretty dope, right? Black Santa Claus?
I've never had a black Christmas. I don't know.
It's just Christmas with less presents.
it's
Christmas, but your PlayStation has some blood smeared on the box on the outside where somebody got their head caved in outside of Best Buy.
I think that, no, they have the same amount of, because I grew up ghetto and very poor. Turn it down a little, Shannon. I grew up very ghetto and poor, right?
We had I think we had the same amount of presents, because I looked under the Christmas tree and it was sprawling. It was pretty crazy Christmas morning, right? But then when you open those gifts, you realize, like, individually wrapped coloring books.
Yeah.
Like fucking syrup.
His mother passed out under the tree.
Wait, you got syrup.
Yeah. We had pretty ghetto shit.
That's hilarious.
I mean, I remember the first year I didn't get any gifts at all. And it just broke my little heart. I was, because my mom said we weren't getting any gifts because we were poor, but I was like, oh no, this is just like a fun Christmas trick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, it's like April Fool's Day almost.
Your mom is just a huge fan of Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah.
The next year they got presents because his mom actually was a fun Christmas trick. His mother was a prostitute.
Zach, what do you got coming up? Anything to promote?
Just Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. Snapchat me your cat at Zach Amico. Thanks, guys.
Why do you do the plugs up front?
Because nobody listens at the end.
But it's, I feel like, what if you do, you're like, hey guys, listen to my podcast, and then you just fucking eat a dick for an hour, you know, and you suck completely, which might happen. You know,
here's the thing. We are a tried and true formula, proven formula here.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed, you know, barrel of laughs. This show, not only informative, not only funny, but also heartwarming. Guaranteed every time, Nick.
I mean, me personally. I mean, like, what if I do terrible?
What if you do terrible?
Yeah, I could. I didn't drink enough coffee.
We shine a light on everybody
in
the studio, so nobody does bad on this show.
Okay.
Guys, January 14th, Detroit Hustler Club with Dave Smith. Joe List is welcoming out a special guest. Fucking titties and laughs. Come on, motherfuckers. January 21st, Miami, Florida. Have Not Comedy Show. Both these links are pinned to my Twitter profile, so you guys grab links for both Detroit and Miami right now. GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Check out the other shows, Legion of Skanks, The Countdown. Also, brand new podcast, Comedy Gas Digital, Michael Bisping and myself. It's going to be a lot different than the radio show that we have. Believe you me, with Michael Bisping coming this January, I will be co-hosting that bitch. All right, cut the music, Shannon. Merry Black Christmas, guys. Is black... Now, here's the thing with Black Santa Claus, right? That's... I mean...
Are we sure it just wasn't a very dirty chimney?
Yeah. They're all Black Santa Claus. After two or three houses, they become Black Santa, right? But it's not like Black Jesus. Like, Jesus was a real person, I believe, right? That's confirmed.
I guess. I don't fucking know.
Right?
Yeah, probably, right? I don't know.
I think it's been confirmed, though.
Enough cultures have written about him, not from this is the Messiah, just that this was a dude who thought
he was. I wouldn't say that. I went on a fucking Wikipedia journey the other day, and the Smurfs are in almost every culture.
I feel like there's like 9 different History Channel shows about whether or not Hitler, or, well, Hitler for sure, but Jesus was real.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if he was
Don't you ever put Jesus in the same category as Hitler.
Don't blame the History Channel.
Yeah.
It's not me doing it.
They
love Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler and Jesus, back and forth.
Yeah.
Jesus, is he confirmed to be real, Shannon? Can you find out? Because we're going to find out once and for all on today's show as we celebrate Christmas on the Real Ass Podcast. Was Jesus a real person?
How sad do you think the History Channel was that they weren't the ones to break the Hitler micropenis story? That somebody else got that.
That is a thing,
they
right?
They did 45 shows about Hitler a year for a decade.
Yeah.
And then somebody else finds out the micropenis thing.
I don't even believe it.
That Hitler had a micropenis?
Yeah, it's just like it's just something that's so easy to say. You know? Yeah. It's something that
the only kind of body shaming left that's acceptable.
Well, you could body shame men in general. Little penises, but you remember the Trump statue that they had in Union Square, like the big fat pig.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, people were just laughing at that.
And then they put a Hillary one up, and people fucking lost their minds.
Yeah,
there were plenty of retards mad about the body shaming aspect of the Trump thing, which is fucking retarded.
It was actually retards furious about it.
Yeah. They're the ones that get mad.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess I didn't know. I didn't know that. I heard that it was like a year ago they came out with that Hitler had a micropenis.
Yeah,
but I think that people, you can say anything bad about Hitler. Like if you said Hitler was fucking kids, then people are like, oh, I love it, beautiful. Yeah, you know,
because 10 years ago, I remember there was all this like stuff about like, oh, Hitler was actually gay, because people still hated gay people 10 years ago in America.
But now it's a compliment.
Yeah, right.
Like, so, Hitler was a tranny. It's like, no, are you crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Hitler could never be that brave.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'd be mad about it, but you can go micropenis.
Did Jesus, first of all, was he real? Second of all, any information about his dick?
Okay, as far as whether he was real or not, it says a vast majority of scholars who write on the subject agree that he did exist.
See? And was he black? Because it was like, they say that this he's from that part of the world. They're all kind of black there.
He looked like a fucking bodega guy. He looked like a, you know,
yeah, he worked
like
at a
cab driver.
Car.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not black. That's not black or white.
No,
yeah, why are
no.
whites why are whites and blacks trying to claim Jesus when he's a fucking Arab dude?
Because race is huge right now, dude.
Yeah.
You know, that's the big thing.
But it's not even just now. I mean, for years now, blacks have been trying to claim Jesus. Since I was a kid, for as long as I can remember, blacks have been trying to claim Jesus. In reality, if you look at Jesus, Puerto Ricans have more of a claim to Jesus than blacks or whites.
That's true. I'd say they're not as a hairy, not as hirsute as Jesus probably was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably had a unibrow and shit.
Hairy knuckles.
The best are the blacks that want to claim the Abrahamic tribes, the black Israelites.
Yeah.
That's my favorite group of people in the entire world.
You mean like the guys out in Times Square?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who, you know, you're not the real Jews. We're the real Jews. They dress up in those ridiculous costumes. Yeah.
And here I thought I could never hate the Jews even more.
Nah, they're
but
great.
But wait, there's more.
How much they fucking hate white people. It's like, because, you know, I always feel
these Jews are fucking loud.
You know, I feel like if I were a black person, I would probably despise white people.
Yeah.
You know? I guess
I despise white people as
a
Hispanic
person.
I know,
as you should.
Yeah, I despise, I think across the board, I despise more like types of white people.
Yeah.
Whereas I only despise like uppity rich blacks and really ghetto blacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Monroe Martins and Hannibal Buresses of the world are totally cool with me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not racism. It's the way that, it's legitimately the way that they act. Whereas white people across the board, from liberal to super like conservative, they're just kind of fucking irritating.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if I were a black guy, I would try to be a part of the Black Israelite movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
if only for the clothes.
I found that Jesus is ethnically Middle Eastern, and I have a picture of what they think he really looked like.
Can I see what he looks like? Put it up on the big screen.
Oh, it's going to be, he looks like Kurt Metzger.
Yeah, that's very Metzger-y.
Yeah, he looks like shit.
Yeah, it's not good. But not black or white. I mean, all right, that picture looks definitely more white than, but why, all right, so this is... So basically, Jesus, the one that we see on the cross, the hot version with the fucking abs and the chiseled fucking cheekbones.
The long hair.
He's, if they made a movie about Jesus, they'd fucking cast that guy.
Yeah.
They did make a movie about Jesus, and they did
they?
Cast that guy.
No way.
Yes.
Were they made multiple, a Jesus movie?
Multiple. He's
fuck
been documented.
Out of here. Was it directed by George A. Romero? Jenna, can you not type during a joke that bombs? Jenna, no, listen to me. Don't be here.
No, Louis, the keyboard's laughing.
She's typing LOL.
By the way, I tried that joke on stage now, the cricket joke. Killed.
You have
murdered.
A cricket joke?
I have a joke about, I said it on the podcast, then I went to Facebook and Twitter with it, and then I tried it on stage, but I was like, you know, when, like the universal thing for people bombing is like, you know, the cricket sounds. So I was like, but I feel like if you like look under a microscope and like see them, you don't know what they're doing. So they could just be like, this guy's fucking hilarious. Ah!
Crickets laugh like black people. They cover their mouth and walk in a circle.
It's like this nigga crazy.
It's a very weedy kind of joke.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of weedy again, guys.
I don't know, man. The last joke I wrote that I was excited about was like almost a year ago now. I've essentially quit stand-up comedy.
Have you? I don't see you performing that much.
I don't know. I go up like maybe 3 times a month.
But here's the thing. Now you have a show that's very popular. I don't know if I
could go work the road, I just don't get that many spots.
You're also very transparent with your stuff. You talk about the money you make. You talk about the numbers and shit, you know.
Yeah,
you don't have to tell me any of that stuff. But either way, like, your numbers seem to be doing pretty well. And here's the thing, and I watch it happen with Legion of Skanks, a Real Ass podcast, and definitely Cumtown. You guys have like a fucking like cult hardcore following. So a fan of yours is more valuable than a fan of fucking, I don't want to name names, but just the average comedy podcast.
Say Joe Coy.
We're coming for
Say
you.
Say his name.
No, but the average fan of yours is more valuable, I feel like, than the average, you know, podcast fan of another show.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, and eventually if you get to the point where you have your own audience, you can do stuff that's, you know, more fun or that you find funny. But I think for the most part, I mean, you know how it is. I mean, I was like a road feature for like 6 years, and a lot of it is just sort of, you know, going through the motions with joke writing and stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you try to do stuff that you think is funny, it's not going to fucking hit with, you know, the majority of audiences.
Yeah.
I was trying to do a thing about James Holmes. James Holmes, the guy that shot up that movie theater in Colorado.
Hilarious.
Yeah. All right. See, you're already on board.
Yeah,
Most people, they'll shy away immediately as soon as you mention
But immediately, as like, I think this is, People that have good sense of humor are comedians. Usually we go like, we hear something like a topic that, and they're like, all right, cool, yeah. make it funny now. And that's exciting to somebody who understands how difficult it is to do that.
Well, the premise is essentially like, so when that happened, you know, they're like, oh, James Holmes shot up the Cedar, and you see his mugshot, and he looks like the Joker, right? So, yeah. And it turns out he's got schizophrenia, and he thought he was the Joker, and that's why he shot up the theater, right? So it's crazy that like schizophrenia can make you think that you're the Joker and shoot up the theater. But then you see James Holmes and you look at him and you immediately know which Joker he thought he was. So he's really Ledger funny. Joker.
That's really funny.
So it's like, how, like, what needed to change in his mind that he would have walked into that theater and been like, I got bad news, folks. The movie's canceled. And if, like, if he could just had a different type of schizophrenia that made him.
That's fucking funny. That's not hitting on stage.
Did well one time.
That, you know what it is, dude?
Got complete silence otherwise.
Yeah, you got to do it on the road in front of your people, dude. That's a brilliant fucking joke, period. Undeniably hilarious. If you did that on the road in front of your people, or in front of, like, if you were, even if you were opening for somebody that was, like, that understood what you do, like a Metzger, like a Big J,
yeah.
That would fucking annihilate. The problem is, people are fucking faggots in audiences today, and they are so afraid to laugh at anything that's at all "quote unquote" triggery.
Yeah.
So they shut down as soon as you open with it, and they don't even listen to hear how fucking great that is.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, still the majority of comedy.
I'm just picturing him now, like putting prints on the boombox and painting over the screen of the movie theater, like splattering paint on it.
Yeah.
So all right, so Jesus, not black. More of an Arab, but Santa Claus, he's coming to town this weekend, this Saturday night. If we did find out Santa Claus was black, would it make you more uncomfortable to let him come into your home at night?
No, because he's not real.
But if he was real, Nick, come on. First of all, my kid could be.
I wouldn't be.
My kid could be. Listening.
Oh, okay.
Right, so relax. Don't fucking say the NR word. Okay.
Not real word.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So. I like NR though as a replacement for the N word because it specifies the hard R at the end. So you make it clear you're not using the soft A. Yeah.
But it's also confusing because people we could be thinking you're saying nigger retard.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
NRR.
Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem. I don't like the idea at all of someone coming into my house. First of all, I don't have a chimney. I don't know who still has a chimney anyways.
That's the thing is they have a key, I believe, right? Santa Claus, because they look, yeah. Obviously kids
the black. Black Santa Claus comes through the garage.
Nick is
Coupe de Ville.
He comes through the basement window.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody calls the cops on him. He gets shot to death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's got the same suit as Santa Claus, but it's got the Adidas logo on.
Nick,
on the
believe
end.
It or not, you're not the first person to wonder what would happen if you don't have a chimney. I'm assuming.
I know I'm not. I know that probably all the Santa bits are.
I'm assuming that most people in this country don't have chimneys.
Yeah.
Shannon, find out the percentage of houses in this country that have chimneys. If I had to guess, less than 10% have chimneys. Okay? So, like, yeah, so maybe in an apartment building, they have, like, a ventilation system, something like that. But they address this, I think, in the Santa Claus, the movie The Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
With Tim Allen.
Which, by the way, if you look closely, it's not the name Santa Claus.
No. Yeah, it's Claus.
The clause in the contract.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning if you kill Santa Claus, you become Santa Claus.
It's a genius premise.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a great fucking movie.
What a violent setup for a movie. Is Tim Allen goes to jail and he has to rape Santa Claus in prison to become him, to avoid being raped himself. And fucking, like, TriStar Pictures are like, I'm sorry, what is this movie? That you kill Santa to rape him, Tim? Tim. I know you have a lot of money, but
trust me, in the third one we get Martin Short.
Yeah.
Shit.
That was all born out of his like subconscious desire to murder Al Borland.
Yeah. Yeah, which he's kind of like a young Santa Claus. Al
yeah,
Borland.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. Santa Claus the young.
I don't think so, Tim.
So yeah, by the way, I knew you had a lot of Tim Allen references, so that's why I brought him up.
Thanks, man.
I really do a lot of research on my guests.
I don't know that much about Tim Allen.
You know more than most.
We stopped using that song.
Did you?
Dude, because I looked it up. I was funny, last time I was here, you're like, aren't you worried about getting sued? And then you just play the song anyways. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's not fair use. You can't like also use it.
No, but that's not the point though. You're using it every single week.
Yeah, I can stop doing it. Well, the reason I stopped doing it is because
I can just edit that out like one time. Yeah, you have to edit out all of your intros to your podcast.
There's only like fucking maybe 10 episodes that still have it on there.
So what, hold on, why'd you edit it out?
Because I looked up the song just for like, you know, shits and giggles to see who owns the rights to the song. Yeah. And it's like the one of the people on the board of the songwriters.
ASCAP?
ASCAP, yeah. It's like an ASCAP, they're fucking goons.
So they'll fucking come after you. They're
like, you know, crooks. What they do is they like target small businesses and they're like, oh, somebody told us you had the radio on one day, so unless you pay us $6,000, we're going to bring a massive lawsuit against you.
Yeah, they do. They actually literally do that. If like you're a comedy club, you don't pay the fees and you play music in the background, they'll come after you. Mm-hmm. It's pretty nuts.
Dude, they went after this guy that ran shows in D.C. who just put on like bar shows.
Yeah.
And he had like a brand that he would brand the bar shows with. And they said, you need to pay this fee. But he didn't own the venues and he wasn't playing music either. Yeah. They were just like, well, theoretically, a comic could use music in their act. And he's like, that doesn't really happen. They're like, look, pay us some money anyway.
I book white people.
Yeah, it happens.
Right.
You've never been to a black Christmas party.
Yeah.
So, all right, Santa Claus, he's coming Saturday night. Or do you guys buy gifts for people or no? Because Nick, you're making mad money for fucking the podcast now.
Yeah.
So who are you buying?
Prior to that, I would buy my family gifts.
So you have a family.
Yeah.
You're kind of an enigma, okay? I don't really know much about your background. I don't know if your parents are alive. I know none of this. But you have a family. You go home. You're from Jersey?
No, I'm from Maryland. I go home like occasionally, but not too often.
And what did you buy mom and dad this year for Christmas?
Apple TV.
You bought him a fucking Apple TV? Yeah. You're a good kid. Well,
I bought that for my dad.
I bought my aunt a TV.
I still don't. I'm not going to see my mom until Friday, so I don't know.
You didn't get her anything
Not
yet,
no.
So you got your dad is on Apple TV. How much was the TV?
What's that?
How much was the TV?
No, Apple TV. They're like $200. It's the thing you plug into your TV and it's
really, that's not as cool. Yeah. I thought you bought him a fucking
he already has
big,
a TV. Like no, a big I bought myself
TV, made
a big
of Apple
TV.
Course.
No, I bought myself a big TV.
Yeah.
We can talk about the shit I bought myself, which is much nicer.
Yeah, you're greedy.
Now
fuck that.
Yeah, now I'm feeling
bad. Apple, $200 is a fucking, that's an expensive gift. I give my sister and my aunt $50 in a card each, and then the rest goes to my kid and my niece.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, nobody else gets anything. I don't want anything from anybody. You know, I don't need anything. You're not getting anything, Zach.
Wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of want something from you. To be honest with you, I've given you enough.
I don't know. I like buying shit for people.
Yeah, do you buy shit for your friends too? Because that's gay.
No. Yeah, I don't do that. All my friends are Jewish, so you don't have to buy them anything.
You gotta buy them 8 gifts.
Well.
Didn't you hear the other song?
For each leg of the Hanukkah spider.
Yeah.
The Jews worship a giant spider. They're a spider.
The movie It was actually an allegory for Judaism.
Yeah, you may have seen
it's called the Hanoctopus. The great Hanoctopus comes down from the sky.
Yeah.
Shannon, I need some coffee.
I might need some more.
Yeah, can we, Shannon? Here's the thing for my show. Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to make that because we have a new coffee pot where you just have to fucking do it. So instead of having to make two individual cups right now and be gone for the next hour, you could have just made it before you even walked in.
I kind of wanted to get like I've been laughing about the idea of like a guy who's an anti-Semite, but like his thing is he just hates Hanukkah. Like that's his big problem with Jews is he just doesn't like the 8 presents thing. So just to get like a shirt that said "fuck Hanukkah," which conceptually is very funny to me. I don't know if it translates out loud. It's just one of those things in my head.
Can't attack the Jews. That's like the one culture that.
Yeah, but you can attack Hanukkah, which is.
I used to do a bit about seeing a Hasidic Jew with Down syndrome, and I called him a menorah galoid.
That's.
It did not go well.
That's like an interwoven pun.
Yeah,
that's like a pun you can't separate.
Yeah, it bombed pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do a joke. Here's another bit that I wrote last year that I liked a lot that nobody fucking laughed at. But I was walking around South Williamsburg, and I saw they had like a dispatch thing for like ambulances and fire trucks or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just laughing at the idea of like a Hasid fire department and then them showing up to a fire and being like, Jacob, not so much water, maybe. Perhaps a little bit less. And they just have garden hoses and like sprinkler guns, you know.
That's funny. I like it.
Water is
like
pretty expensive these days. Maybe use a little less water, perhaps.
Let's see. In the chat, we have Interloper says, how do you not know what Apple TV is, especially when he does what he does? Shannon, tell Lewis he's dumb. And then he said, I saw her big ass, half of it, because she must have left. Interloper, go fuck yourself. I'm not a technology guy, okay?
And Shannon doesn't have a big ass.
Yeah, Shannon's ass is very small, actually.
Is that...
So your ass in the chat.
Do we need a woman to sexually harass on our podcast to take it to the next level?
Is this what sexual harassment to
you? Yeah.
Nick.
Well, no, I mean, Yeah.
It's a bit.
I know.
Okay.
It's still sexual harassment. Like, no. She could sue you if she wanted to.
Shannon, would you ever sue us?
You better wouldn't do it. She's
you better
nice
say
person.
No or you're going to be fired.
It's only if we sexually harass her to the home improvement theme.
Yeah. I don't know. If she was smart, she'd sue you guys and take all the money, start her own podcast network.
Bring up
and
the
then just find other guys, hire, employ more guys, and then just start an endless cycle of suing people.
I'm the key. You can take over Gas Digital all you want.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm the key figure here, okay? You're not going to have the network without me. If Shannon ran this network, it'd be a nightmare.
Well, if you take Gomez out of it, it's just Ass Digital.
If Sweet
and then
Tits...
that also works as her brand name.
If Sweet
she
Tits
could be
Shannon
ass
over
digital
here...
by
fucking...
I love the idea that this song is the only reason that would make you sexually hurt. Like, it's not playing, but then the theme starts, and you're like, you hot fucking slut.
Shannon. Do me a favor. Can you just turn around a little bit? I just want to see if you could do a little spin in the chair, please. Shannon, why you got that lip ring? What'd you get that for?
She goes home and complains about this job every single day.
No, she loves it. She actually told me her least favorite show is Hammer Fisting.
I didn't say that.
And they don't harass her. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't say it. And actually, they're very nice to me on Hammer Fisting.
I know, but this is the point. We torture you on this show, and this is still more enjoyable than Hammer Fisting.
Yeah, you're the worst to me here.
Am I the worst to you?
But Jay is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, well, Jay's actually sexually harassing you. This is a bit for me.
See, we had a woman...
Jay's trying to set up a threesome with you and Christine, guaranteed.
We had a woman on our podcast, and she refuses to do it anymore because the fans were such pieces of shit.
Well, yeah, they hate women. That's the problem. Yeah, not all of them. And look, I get it. Women are just fucking just typically not really adding much. Even the idea of the woman's perspective, it's like, no, I get it. I can also articulate the woman's perspective and then fucking... We don't need that. We've all heard it.
The girl we had on, I mean, you know, she's much smarter than the rest of us. She, like, teaches writing at NYU. She's, like, a very smart person.
Yeah.
But, you know, and she's cool, too. But it's just, you know, you can't, if you... You put a woman on a podcast.
So
like,
she
who's
literally,
who's this piece of shit?
Yeah, she left because.
Yeah, it's like, but she was, you know, she's a friend of mine. She's like a regular guest on the show. But yeah, it's like, I guess a couple of people were just being a piece of shit.
People aren't that mean to Shannon. When she comes back, I'm going to find out if people say mean shit. Because I think they like Shannon. I protect Shannon.
Yeah.
Okay. This is right here. This is hazing. I'm actually building a thick skin on Shannon.
Yeah.
So she becomes tougher. Because the other people, what they're going to say to her out there is way worse than what I'm going to say.
There's a disconnect. So, like, people, you know, giving somebody a hard time online, they might not, like, realize how it doesn't, like, they try to do the shit you're doing right now,
right?
You know, through text, and it's like,
yeah,
excuse me, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
We all do this because we're friends to each other. I wouldn't let somebody come up to me and go, hey, fuckface, nice tits, you're not funny. And then if it was just some dude in the street, I'd punch them.
Yeah, I get people like...
So my buddy Zach, all right, dude, fine. I'll let Zach get away with it because we're fucking friends.
I get people that message me like that all the time.
Because you have nice tits and you're not funny.
I want my friends to tell me the truth. I can't be friends with somebody if they're not honest.
Yeah, you got to take it with a grain of salt, though, because that's the tone of the show and, like, you know, I don't know. I mean...
Where does that come from? Take it with a grain of salt. What is that? Saying you've been
I don't
doing.
Know, Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah.
That's way better.
Yeah, I would love it if the disease...
Like one grain of salt versus the entire spoonful of sugar.
The premise of that movie is the kid has juvenile diabetes and she doesn't know. So she's trying to get him to take the medicine and then he dies and that's she has to float away.
Yeah, and she blames
the
it on
perfect
that
crime.
Suite.
Dude, she still looks pretty good for a fucking 200-year-old. You know,
Mary Poppins,
British woman. Yeah, dude. I saw Julie Andrews on TV the other day. She's like, I'm Julie Andrews. And if you need a, you know, delivered to your home colostomy bags or whatever, the fucking infomercials they have for old people.
She just pulls it out of her giant bag.
Yeah. I mean, she looks like, you know, she's an old ass woman, but, you know,
I like it. I'd smash.
Yeah.
I got no problem.
Vintage automobile. You know,
I have
no seat belts.
There's something about being the hotter one fucking anyway. You ever do that where you're like the hotter? Not use that
every time.
But yeah, when you
constantly
when
always
you, when you fuck a chick, like do you ever like like
have the thing
that?
Is because I'm a very handsome man, but I'm also extremely short, so I have to I'm always the prettier one. Yeah. I'd say that's not true.
But that's okay because you just fuck really petite chicks for the most part, right? Which are the best chicks?
I've hooked up with people that are my height.
Well, that's petite.
I guess, yeah.
Shannon, yeah. Here's the thing. Shannon yesterday was on Bumble right in front of me, and she was bumbling. And I was watching a woman's like psyche like go through the Bumble motions. And it's so different than us. Like, we literally just go swipe, 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 swipe. They swipe left, swipe left, swipe left. Then, like, every 30 or 40 guys, they stop. Mm-hmm. Then they look at his profile. Then they look through everything. And then they really calculate everything. And then they make their decision.
Yeah.
Height was a very big factor for Shannon.
I would love to just, you just, whenever they ask you your height, you just go 6'4", right? And then as you show up and then they're like, you're not 6'4", you're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, shit, I got fat thumbs. It was a typo.
This is fucking hilarious. Me and Stav used to work with this guy. And this guy, he was like a very handsome guy, you know, like tall, beautiful guy. And so like Stav's complaining about Tinder or whatever. And it's always so funny listening to Stav complaining about like fucking, because like objectively, he shouldn't be fucking at all. I mean, he looks terrible.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh,
well, I imagine he doesn't fuck. I feel like when he goes to fuck a chick, his thighs and stomach come over his dick. So he's actually just fucking his thighs and stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like the tip pokes out and that's how he comes.
Yeah. He always just fucks his own legs. But, yes. No, so like working with and this guy we were working with, he's like, you know, Stav's talking about like, I met up with this girl and she was so much fatter in real life or whatever. And it's like, Stav, there's no way you're not so much fatter in real life also.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way for a camera to accurately catch you.
You're fatter than you were this morning.
Yeah. Right.
How did, have you seen his Tinder profile or his?
No, I don't.
So you got to look, that's
I'm
what
sure
you
it's do. The same as his Instagram.
Shannon, you can't search people on Tinder, right?
No, you can't. Not that I know of. But anyhow.
Shannon, start swiping until you find Stav.
So
thank you.
Yeah, there's we were working with this guy, and this guy, you know, very handsome guy. He's telling this story about like, yeah, that happened to me one time. I met up with a girl. And I kind of got catfished. I met up with her, and like, she was like, obviously, you know, she was a big girl. She was like much heavier than her pictures, which is fine. He's a nice guy, so he's like, you know, it's fine or whatever. We're talking, and then she tells me that she's an actress and that she recently had to gain 200 pounds for a role. That's. No,
just the best lie.
Yeah, it's so fucking funny.
200 pounds.
Yeah, actually, they made me gain 200 pounds for this upcoming independent film that no one's going to see.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't just hire someone that's already fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I got no problem with fat chicks. Shannon, I didn't actually mean to start swiping. She's actually swiping right now. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you borderline retarded?
Just following your orders.
Okay. That was really funny. She literally started swiping.
Mm-hmm. I figured maybe I can find him.
Okay, so Shannon, here, I want to change subjects.
What does borderline retarded mean? Which side of the border does that imply?
That is true. That's a good point. Well, I mean on the almost retarded side.
Yeah, because I imagine if you were borderline retarded but on the retarded side, that would be a pretty sweet life.
It means that you're retarded enough that your favorite Madonna song is borderline.
Yeah. Because imagine you're the smartest retarded guy. No one's allowed to be mean to you. Yeah. You're probably pretty
functional. Well, there is probably, I mean, we've done on Legion of Skanks like beauty pageants for retarded girls. There's probably like a fairly suave, there is the hottest retarded person out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's like the coolest retarded person.
I've told this story before, but there was like a disabled kid. My mom used to like work with mentally handicapped kids, and one of the kids that she worked with was like, he looked exactly like Val Kilmer. He was this like very, very handsome, you know, kid or whatever. But then he'd be like,
which Val Kilmer? Like Val Kilmer from
Heat,
Willow?
Heat
oh, nice.
Era Val Kilmer. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty hot.
Is Val Kilmer in Willow?
Yeah.
Is he the only non-midget?
He's the main dude.
I haven't seen Willow since
first
I was...
First of all, there's barely any midgets. There's like a scene with a bunch of midgets.
The movie is about midgets.
No, it's not. The movie's about magic.
I haven't seen Willow since I was like seven.
Which could be one and the same.
Yeah.
Midgets and... If magic existed, midgets
that
would
is,
be able to do
that
it.
Is like a telling example of like how fucking white dudes overreact to diversity. Yeah. Is that there? If that's true, that there's two midgets in Willow, I'm like, the whole fucking movie's midgets now. Why don't you got any straight white guys in there? It's got to be all fucking midgets.
It's all MTs.
Yeah.
Well, there's his fucking in the beginning of the movie, there's a whole scene where they they first find the baby and they're in like Midgetville, right?
Yeah.
That's like little that show on A&E, Little People Big
World
Hearts or something. Yeah, it's like
Little People, Big World.
That's what you think you're watching when the opening scene of Willow happens, and then it turns into
that
a fucking...
dad gets he's an alcoholic.
Yeah,
he gets arrested for drunk driving like on the tractor, which I love because I feel like he has like a beer, and he's just like falling out of the car. And they're like, "Sir, can you touch your finger to the tip of your nose?" He's like, "No, my arms are too short." They're like, "Get in the car."
Who is the main character or the main midget in Willow? What's his name? He plays. He's the
leprechaun.
Midget. Yeah, he's the midget and everything from back in the day until Fuckface from Game of Thrones took his steez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Warwick Davis.
Yeah, thank Warwick. You. And also, what a great fucking magical name.
Yeah.
Like, that's like he.
Trumped only by Chris Tingle.
Yeah. Warwick Davis was the dude.
Yeah.
Give me his IMDb, Shannon. Pull up on the big screen.
Vern Troyer had a brief little run.
Not really. He was.
No, but Warwick Davis can act.
He was a one trick pony.
Yeah.
You know?
I loved it. Both brief little run and one trick pony are also both midget puns. It's almost like impossible not to make midget jokes. They just do it themselves.
His career was very short-sighted.
Yeah.
Warwick Davis was the motherfucker. Okay, this guy, look at him, dude. Okay, you can't compare Vern Troyer.
Was he the guy inside R2-D2?
Yeah, he was.
No, that's Kenny Baker.
Damn,
are you sure?
Damn.
R2-D2's Kenny Baker.
All right, dropping midget facts, dude.
Go down. All right, Return of the Jedi. Let's see.
Return of the Jedi, he's an Ewok.
Zach got all this information from Wittlepedia.
All right, go down. Keep on going down. I mean, look, he's still working, dude. Oh, he's the...
Yeah, but you go to any actor's page and they're still working.
He plays Grip Hook from Harry Potter. And by the way, Grip Hook... He looks like it's the banker in the world of Gringotts. Okay, they're the Jewiest looking fucking trolls. Pull up his character in Harry Potter.
This is the thing. It's like, you know, when they get offended and they say, "Oh, excuse me, can we go back to that screen?"
Go back to the screen, Shane.
Where, you know, they say, you know, "Excuse me, it's little people or whatever." But then, you know, you're gonna be in a show called Dwarves Assemble, and the names of the episodes are "How Doth One Defeat a Troll." And he's playing
Dwarves
someone
Assemble
named
means like five of them stand on each other's shoulders.
Oberon, yeah. This, how does one
Oberon
defeat a troll means how do they sneak into a movie for adults? An R-rated movie.
His name is Oberon the Ufgood.
How need to build? How to sneak onto a fucking roller coaster?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still doing it, but he's like the fucking George Clooney to the Brad Pitt, because Fuckface from Game of Thrones. Pull up Vern Troyer, because I guarantee you his IMDb is probably...
Well, he had, like, substance abuse problems.
Did he die?
No, he got really into doing a half an E-pill a day, or whatever, however much.
That's not even much.
It's not a good
for
joke.
For a midget, that's fucking...
Yeah, wow, look at his head.
Yeah, he's terrifying. See, he's not fuckable. The guy from Game of Thrones and Warwick Davis are fuckable.
Yeah.
What else did he do?
Do you know the story that Mini-Me's based on from Island of Dr. Moreau?
No.
So Marlon Brando, have you ever seen Lost Soul? It's a documentary about the Richard Stanley Island of Dr. Moreau from the 90s. So there's this director, Richard Stanley, who was kind of like an eccentric. He directed two movies, Dust Devil and Hardware. And Hardware was like a big hit. So they let him, like, you know, New Line Cinema had him direct.
Well, they gave Island him, they said, what do you want to do, basically? Yeah, and he was like, I want to make Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah. So he goes to make this movie. They get Brando on. And this is 1990s Brando. So he's a notorious piece of shit. He's impossible to fucking work with. It costs so much money to put him in anything. And, like, you know, right from the get-go, it's like...
Wait, they were saying things about Brando, like, he doesn't even do scenes with you? Like, it's like toward the end
of
his career...
he did all this
disrespectful
shit. He doesn't read the script. He would make his, like, co-stars tape lines to their face. Yeah. There was one of my favorite stories. It's not true. It's not true, but I read once...
They realized dude of the week, Marlon Brando, by the way, just real quick.
He's a real-ass dude. He's got a bad attitude.
Real Estate of the Week. Merry Christmas, Marlon Brando. On top of the world right now.
Marlon Brando is the greatest celebrity of all time.
Yeah. By the way, in Island of Dr. Moreau, like him, super fat and bald, surrounded by all the animals.
Yeah.
It literally just looks like the YKWD podcast.
The co-star of the film, there's all these people signed on, and they're like fucking 6 months into production at this point. And the co-star of the film, after Val Kilmer dropped out, was this German actor or whatever. And Brando calls the German actor into his dressing room, and he's like, "Oh, you know, I actually speak a little German myself." You know, and the guy's like, "Oh, really? Okay." And he's like, "Strudel-a-doodle-oo," and he just like makes up German, and the guy's like, "I... what?" You know, and like doesn't laugh at all. And Brando's like, "Okay, get out of here." And the guy leaves. And then there was a this like Dominican midget with like progeria. This guy's like the shortest man in the world that Richard Stanley got for the movie, who was just supposed to be a background freak or whatever. Yeah. And fucking Marlon Brando.
It's a prop.
Yeah, a prop. Marlon Brando meets the midget and he's like, oh, you film Dominican. He's like, I actually speak a little bit of Spanish. And he's like, okay. And he's like,
I speak a little bit of God's fucking abortion.
Yeah, he goes, so Brando, then he's like, uno, banana, you know, like, but does the same thing with Spanish. And the guy's like, yes, yes, si, senor, si, senor. And he like laughs at it. And Brando's like, I love this guy. Fire that German. Make him the co-star. So they fire the German guy. The guy's out of the movie. And Brando makes this midget is like,
In every scene.
That's the midget is next to him, dressed just like him.
Yeah.
And that's where Mini-Me comes from.
That's really funny.
Yeah. It's from
I never even saw The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah. It's not worth seeing.
It's one of the most fucked up, because another thing that happened, so they went out to like an island to shoot it.
It was in Northern Australia.
Like, and there was a hurricane that destroyed everything like a few days into it.
Yeah. As soon as they spent all this money building the set, it was this giant set.
So you got to write that into the script.
And no, they had to rebuild the fucking set. They spent all this time, all this money building the set, and then immediately it's destroyed by a
fucking
hurricane.
I would have just brought in three writers and in a half a day. Like, all right, dude, and now it's a hurricane disaster relief film.
No, it was nuts. There was so many problems. They fired Richard Stanley eventually, and he was so heartbroken that when they were driving him to the airport to leave, he just bailed.
Yeah.
And then was living in the fucking jungle for like 6 months. No one knew where he was. He was just living like 2.5 miles from the production, and then eventually snuck his way back onto the film set as an extra, the guy that was the director of
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
now
great.
I kind of want to see this fucking movie. And, you said there's a documentary
you
about
watch
the movie.
A documentary. It's called
That's
Lost
better
Soul.
Than the movie?
Yeah,
much
yeah.
better. Mm-hmm. But the movie does have great sexy cat lady Fairuza Balk.
Yeah. All right. I'm way in. I like Fairuza Balk.
Love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like a pig. You could meet her at a bar today and just have her blow you in a bathroom.
Maybe. She used to be so hot, dude. Yeah. I had like such a crush on her.
No, she's not really hot. Not like Hollywood standard. She's like freaky hot.
Yeah. Well, she's got like a weird background. She's like half Portuguese or something, and then you know,
it's a weird people. Yeah. All right. Real quick, I want you to pull up Shannon. Pull up the roast of. Or the roast battle between Mike Lawrence and Zach Amico. Here's the deal. I want to talk about this real quick, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I'm getting so much shit online that I feel like it has to be addressed. So Zach Amico and Mike Lawrence ended up doing a roast battle against each other at the Stand last Tuesday night, and it was fucking phenomenal. It was one of the best roasts that we've had at the Stand altogether, and we didn't end up archiving the video of the battle. And a lot of people are going like, oh shit, Mike Lawrence didn't want it archived because he lost to Zach Amico. That's just not true. Let's make it very clear.
Mike and I agreed beforehand that it wasn't going to be on YouTube. Yeah.
It's actually because Cumtown bought the rights to Roast Battle, and I personally refused to allow it to go online.
Yeah.
So if you're a premium subscriber to Cumtown, we're going to air the Roast Battle exclusively for our subscribers. So sign up now. I can't promise when it's going to happen, but give us the money.
Yes. I can actually sign off on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. Like, Zach and Mike, you guys got to understand, behind the scenes, this show was never built around a live stream for Gas Digital or YouTube or any of that, or having it be, even being videotaped. In fact, a lot of people don't even want to do the show because it's videotaped specifically.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of the people that watch it online, they feel like, oh my God, something isn't being given to them. It's a live show. I mean, the idea of it is you're supposed to come out and watch it. Half the people that run the show don't even want it videotaped at all, because they're like, all right, well, it's kind of counterproductive to the live aspect of the show. But we still do it because we feel like, hey, you know, it's 2016. There's people all around the country that are never going to be able to make it out to the Stand. Why not let them, you know, be able to sit in the room as well?
Yeah, not taping shit is why Trump won.
Yeah.
It's because you ignore the middle of the country.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Tape your shows. Put them online.
That's actually a very good point.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
Thanks. I'm smart.
Very smart.
I'm not.
But no, Zach and Mike. And Mike specifically came to me before the battle and said, hey, dude, my management and my agent, they don't even want me to do this battle. But I want to do it. We just can't archive it online. I work with Comedy Central. I write for the Comedy Central roasts. I'm currently involved with the roast battle. I'm the roast battle champion. I'm going to come back to do this show again. It's just kind of a conflict of interest to be putting out the content for free on the internet when they're specifically paying you to do this, you know? So I understand why his management agents would say not to do it.
Yeah.
It's not about Mike losing. Mike lost a roast battle to Harrison Greenbaum that you guys can watch. Now, if you guys don't know, Harrison Greenbaum is a comic that, I mean, borderline nobody respects as like a comedian.
I don't have a problem with Harrison.
No.
I've never had an interaction with him where I, you know.
Well, I liked him, but I thought he was Mario Cantone.
Yeah. And then you found out who he was. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't shit on Harrison. But in reality, is to losing a roast battle to Harrison Greenbaum is fucking embarrassing. Yeah. Losing a roast battle to Zach Amico is not. Zach's one of the best at doing this.
I lost to Caitlin Bailey. So.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, I know.
That's a goddamn nightmare. Okay? But nobody gives a fuck. Nobody cares about bombing, especially with like a roast. Nobody's blocking them from being posted online.
Sure.
I don't think anybody has. The only reason we've didn't put ones up that have bombed have been because they're not enjoyable. So what's the point of fucking adding shitty roasts to the channel?
Yeah.
You know? But either way, Mike said, hey, dude, I'll do the battle. And only did the battle, okay? Because you guys got to understand, behind the scenes, Mike Lawrence is one of the fucking... He's an awkward, autistic fucking weirdo, but he's one of the nicest guys in comedy who is one of the most supportive guys to his friends in comedy. And Mike, I mean, I'm not even just deducing this from the situation. Mike told me, he was like, dude, if I battle Zach and he does great, it's going to all but guarantee him to get into the actual tournament for Roast Battle on Comedy Central. Yeah. And he was literally doing it. Like in Mike's also a nerd, so like I think in his mind he's like has a pro wrestling aspect. Like he wants to help Zach get over.
Right. He's being Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
He's being the hero that, you know.
Exactly.
Not the hero we need. That's the hero we deserve.
Whatever that quote is. I always fuck that one up.
So he decided to do it. We ended up taking it down and not telling anybody. Because if we were to tell people that we were going to take it down, immediately people just take it and go throw it up on fucking YouTube. Yeah. So people start flipping the fuck out. Like, oh, he's a fucking pussy. He's worried about his image. It's like, dude, nobody fucking cares about their image. Mike Lawrence doesn't have an image of a cool guy. Yeah. Mike Lawrence is an image of a fucking nerd who has sweaty hands and he can't look you in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what else to tell you.
It's also like bombing a roast battle isn't even that big of a deal. People put too much emphasis on consistency, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, I've had maybe two roast battles where I actually did well. I completely tanked the JP one. You know, I, like, fucking went the wrong direction.
You half tanked it.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it would be funny to call him a pedophile because that's what everyone calls me.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, if it's, it would be funny in an ironic way, and immediately no one was on board.
You're not pedophile-y enough. People have to know your personality to know how pedophile you are.
That's the only thing anyone fucking writes jokes about.
Yeah.
They say, oh, you know, he's a pedophile or whatever. I don't even have the mustache anymore.
Yeah.
And to get rid of it.
So here's the other thing: is Mike Lawrence didn't bomb the roast. Mike Lawrence did great on it. Zach just did better. You know, it wasn't super close. I gotta be honest with you. Zach like was, you know, he definitely hit harder on basically every joke, but it was a fucking great performance by Mike. All of Mike's jokes were fucking phenomenal. Mike didn't even say this much. Also, in my head, I'm going like these jokes. You guys did 7 or 8 jokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
These jokes. To put them on YouTube, like, let's say you get paid to go write for a Comedy Central roast, right? Those jokes and kind of the templates of those jokes can kind of be used again. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have to write 1,000 jokes for a Comedy Central roast, it's like, why would I go give them out to YouTube for free when maybe 3 or 4 of those jokes
could be tweaked and rearranged
for any fat weirdo?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, yeah, why, like... So I don't think people get it. It's a fucking business. This is how we make money. You know, I know that everyone feel entitled to these things that we do. But anything from the podcast to the roast to anything that we put out, it can be taken down. The people are going like, yeah, dude, now I'm going to mirror everything. I was like, dude, you're going to mirror every podcast that you like? Any podcast that we post, if it's posted to YouTube, if it's posted to Gas Digital, if it's posted to SoundCloud, if we don't want it up anymore, we could just take it down. I mean, we own the content.
That's the thing that's kind of annoying, though. It's like, I mean, I don't give a shit about like copyright infringement or, you know, like people steal our show. I don't care. Good. It gets people to listen to it. Those people weren't going to.
We have a team of people that we literally pay to swipe the internet for
I'm not going to do that shit because it's like, if they're not going to pay the money, I don't know what their financial situation is. I'm glad they listen to the show. I'm glad they like it.
I like them promoting it, by the way. That's why I don't really give a shit that much.
Yeah.
I appreciate them promoting it. At the end of the day, it's like our tech side, literally, that's what they do, they look for any of the copyright claims. Yeah. And
well, the thing that annoys me, there's a guy that taped a set I did in Austin where the microphone, like, broke halfway through the fucking set.
Yeah.
And he, like, put it on YouTube, and I'm like, hey, can you...
Take it down, dude?
Take that down? It's, like, not even like, oh, I fucked up and had a bad set because my jokes were shitty. It's like the microphone literally just broke.
But you also
in
half. Have the right to go, let's say I'm working on a bit, right? Everything we do is a work in progress.
You don't actually have the right because you don't own the rights to that video. If someone else took the video,
yeah, but I think
they
you
own
I
the
think
copyright.
You have the right forget the law, forget the legal right. I'm talking about the right as a human being to go, hey, fuckface, turn your camera off. I didn't tell you you could videotape me doing my set.
That's not what right means. I mean, like, you
what
can't.
Do you mean?
Well, I can't.
Is right just a legal term?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Then I have carte blanche
to
say, fuckface, I'm going to kick your drink into your chin if you don't turn your camera off right now.
Oh, sure, at the show.
Carte blanche is Black Santa's wife.
But I'm saying, like, if we're working on, and I am, like, we're always working on bits. If I'm at a comedy club in New York City and I've seen it happen, you start videotaping me.
I'm not working on bits ever. I wrote all my jokes 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Of course. You work on them on the show and they're doing great here. You kill on the show.
Thanks, man.
But no, I mean, if you do that, no, I don't want you putting that out on fucking YouTube if it's not ready to go out. I have the right, the piece of. I don't want to say art because it sounds so cunty and douchey, but the piece of content that I create, right?
Intellectual property.
Yeah. Well, or let's say I'm making a fucking painting, right? And I'm in the middle of painting it. You don't have the right to go like, oh, I'm going to snap a shot in the middle of it and go like, I'm going to go put this out now.
Yeah.
And kind of also receive credit for your piece of content.
The credit thing, because first of all, I think intellectual property is bullshit. I mean, obviously I'm making my money off of selling like a, you know, creative product or whatever. But I don't, it just does, intellectual
property. I have a lot of intellectual property, by the way. Dictionaries, I got a globe.
Yeah.
A thesaurus.
I believe none of that.
A big magnifying glass.
Yeah. It's all my intellectual property. Yeah.
A skull from a pygmy.
Yes.
With calipers next to it.
I got a giant sculpture of the of the inside of an ear.
Yeah. That fucking, you're just going, you're having a dinner party and doing that speech from fucking with Candyland. Yeah, Django. You see these three dimples?
Fuck.
Like, Lewis, we're trying to do a podcast.
You were saying intellectual property.
Yeah, I think Todd Glass's skull.
It doesn't make sense to me, the idea of intellectual property. It's like a bullshit thing to protect, you know, people's money. But it's like, I don't understand how you can own a fucking idea or whatever.
You can't know, from a legal standpoint. No, I agree with you. From a legal standpoint, you can't own an idea.
You can, from a legal standpoint, and and also it'd be hypocritical for me at this point. Like,
well, I'm talking about jokes. I don't think you can from a legal standpoint. You can't legally own a joke.
You can't own a joke, but you can own if you record an album of you doing those jokes, you own that album.
Of course.
But second to that, I mean, the amount of shit that I've fucking like pirated in my life, it would be like completely hypocritical for me to fucking complain.
Right. Well, I would never sue somebody for trying to do that because I feel like every time you listen to a song on YouTube that's not from that artist specifically, technically you're stealing that in that moment, you know?
Sure.
Or you're assisting them in stealing it, you know? It's almost like receiving stolen property, you know? So, but no, I don't think...
There's all this shit...
You can't go after fucking kids. You have to figure out how to shift, and that's what we've learned. Whether it's fucking t-shirts or having a Patreon or having guest digital or having road shows to go out to, you shift it. And this is what happened with the music industry as well, because everyone was pirating music. So what they did was... Everyone had to tour more. Everyone had to make their live shows different. Everyone had to create a different experience. So now when you go to a concert, it's a much bigger experience on average than it was 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So they just had a shift, and this is what we all got to do. You're not going to be able to stay ahead of people taking your content and pirating it online. You'll never be able to do that, you know? So either way, I want to play, because Zach, here's the thing. You fucking murdered in this roast, okay? You did a great job. And so did Mike. But Mike... at the end of the day, he said, I don't want the content out there. Simple as that. We fucking respect that. And Mike's our fucking boy. So fuck you if you're giving him shit. And fuck you if you're giving me shit. I stepped out in front of that, too. They were giving Mike shit. And for no other reason except for the fact that I was like, fuck that. Mike is one of the best dudes I know. He's completely selfless. I'm not going to let my fans aren't going to give him shit. If you're not a fucking fan of me, give whoever you want shit. But if you're a fan of me, don't fucking call out Mike Lawrence for just making a smart business decision and not pissing off his management and his fucking agents. But you did a great job. So we pulled the jokes. When I say we, it's really Shannon. Thank you, Shannon. Pulled the jokes that you used at the roast, and here they are. So let's rock and roll.
Guys, make no mistake about it. Mike Lawrence rocks back and forth while describing the plot of comic book movies. As the autistic king of comedy, the only shot in the arm Mike's career ever needed were the ones he got when he was vaccinated. Thank you, bland Saint Germain. You guys might know Mike from At Midnight, Or again at 12:45 when the news replays the sketch of the rapist. Mike worked at a McDonald's for 7 years until he served a woman a scalding hot cup of coffee that she spilled on herself, marking the first and only time Mike ever made a woman's pussy hot and wet. That joke made me grimace.
There was a McDonald's related back and forth.
Mike has a Green Lantern-themed wedding ring. Because just like the real Green Lantern, after a few years of mediocrity, he's going to be replaced by a black man. Mike's mom is also a comedian, but everything that came out of her mouth was awkward and never fully developed. Just like what came out of her pussy. As if Florida hasn't been through enough this year, Mike went home and headlined his hometown comedy club. But Mike, I assure you, everyone wishes that it was you instead of Orlando that no longer had a pulse. Mike Lawrence is the inspiring story of a boy with a motor skill deficiency who couldn't even close his hands all the way, who still grabbed a microphone and got on Comedy Central. Now he's moving to L.A., because the last thing he can't grasp is the fact that his 15 minutes of fame are already over. Mike, there's nothing I'd rather do at the end of this battle than look you in the eye and shake your hand. If you were able to do either of those things.
God damn!
Down to the audience. Ladies and gentlemen.
Scopo's got a shot.
If you think Comedy Central Roast Battle champion Mike Lawrence is your winner, clap your hands. And if you think New York City Roastmasters champion Zach Amico is your winner, clap your hands. Zach is your winner, guys. Clap it up for both these guys.
Yeah, fucking awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, great.
The last one got me. I usually don't laugh at videos.
Yeah. No, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But great job. Seriously, Zach. Very fucking proud of you. And so is Mike. I mean, people like you, you guys didn't release the name of the winner. There's no fucking conspiracy, you psychos. Yeah.
It's cool that you're getting shit out of it, because it's like, you've been in New York a while, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, just fucking doing bullshit shows and stuff. So you're, right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Like, that's, you're what Roast Battle should be doing for
100%.
People. But for the most part, it's, you know.
Well, people hate on it, and you go, here's the thing. No. For the most part, comedy doesn't do shit. It's like, dude, it's a little slice of comedy, right? It's like, no, in comedy, 90% of people aren't going to get anything. In Roastmasters, if you do our show, 90% of people that are doing it aren't going to get anything out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But 10% of them could either get writing gigs, get onto the Roast Battle show, mm-hmm. maybe write for the actual roast.
Yeah.
That's fucking happening. Period. I got a fucking credit. I never Roast Battle.
Yeah.
Because I'm involved with the show, Jeff and them said, hey, dude, come roast your chick on the show. We're in the premiere episode. New York is the premiere episode. I mean, literally, they extended it from a half an hour to an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're literally doing extended sets for everybody. Like,
Roast Battle's cool, man. My feelings towards Roast Battle are 100%, like, when I do well, I'm like, this is the greatest idea.
Yeah, of course.
And then when I do bad, I'm like, fuck this. This is a scam.
It's stupid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Immediately. So, I mean, it's entirely dependent on how.
Well, here's the thing that I'll tell the fans of it, guys. Stop freaking out about this type of shit and like coming at people, because all it makes is the people that are in charge of it, they make them not want to tape it at all. The reaction behind the scenes is like, yeah, let's not even fucking tape it. I had to literally have a conversation being like, no, it's a select few people that are being assholes. But the people that are in charge of it, I'm telling you right now, they're just going to go, let's just not have fucking cameras in the room. Let's just make it a live show and sell tickets for it. We do a fucking free show right now. We open up the room for everybody. You know, so it's fine. If you guys want to fucking, you know, attack people for literally, I mean, I don't know how much more free content. Mike Lawrence literally comes out every week to judge these things, helps everyone write for them. I mean, he's a fucking really good dude who cares about this and helped create this fucking show. And for you guys to attack him, it's just kind of like, first of all, it doesn't make any sense. It's not for a legitimate reason. It's not because he's a fucking pussy and he didn't want to have a loss out there. But also, the only result at the end of that is people either aren't going to want to do the roast battle because they see you attacking comics online doing it, or they're not going to want to videotape it in general because like, that's not worth the trouble. They don't like disable the comments on the video from the rest of the roasts. And you're like, all right, dude. It's like, I don't know what else to tell you. You're not going to get more battles by fucking arguing with them and calling everyone pussies.
Yeah.
The club wants people to buy drinks and sell tickets. They don't give a fuck about an online video. I'm telling you right now, they don't care. So. Anyway,
it could get 3 million views. They still won't book you.
Well, but here's the thing. Also, I'll be honest with you. You shouldn't get booked.
I know.
A fucking that's the people's almost problem with
the roast.
You should
get booked because you're handsome.
Yeah.
Or you're a minority.
That's true.
That's what I feel personally.
I'm so ugly.
No.
I thought I was good looking. Me and Dave yesterday were on Bumble just swiping on chicks, dude.
Yeah.
Everybody likes it. It's crazy how handsome Dave is.
Dave's a very handsome guy.
I don't think this. He's ugly, man.
Do you?
He's got fucking.
That's just because you're an anti-Semite.
Nah, he gets good haircuts. He knows how to trim his beard.
Yeah, the beard I think also helps. I can't grow facial hair, so I think
Dave's,
the beard.
Dave's one of the few comics that doesn't look like absolute shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the majority of comedians really just don't know how
but
to fucking
not going
dress
by
themselves.
A comic...
I'm including myself. I've been wearing the same sweatshirt for a week and a half.
But let me tell you something. They're not going by the comic standard. They're looking at his face. It's not even his face. Listen to me. His headshot that he uses on Bumble, it's half his face. It shows. Half of Dave's face is better looking.
Oh, that's intrigue right there. Oh, you want to see the other half of his face?
Yeah, they probably think he's
what if he
looked
like Two-Face? He just turns around, he's got one eyeball popping.
They probably think he's some dumbass finance guy that bought like a DSLR and now thinks he's an artist. I mean, he's got that kind of vibe, I guess. That's easy. That's low stakes.
Like, Dave
totally
does look
see
like he has money.
We would go for that. Yeah.
He has no money. He has less money than I have.
For a nice haircut, you know? Nice shirt.
Yeah.
Why don't you stop wearing fitted caps? Get a nice.
They say blacked. You don't think that's really intriguing to girls?
Get a nice haircut, you know, shave every day.
This is it, dude. I fucking try.
Yeah.
It's not bad, right?
Well, maybe keep the hats, you know. Keep going hat. Maybe a classier hat. You know, there's a lot of things you can do.
Oh, shit. I can't even. Shannon.
How much would it cost to get you to get a haircut tattooed on your head? If
well,
the fans could raise
Jason
enough
Ellis
money,
has that. Jason Ellis has like the flames tattooed on his head.
No,
like
I mean
bam,
a
bam,
haircut. I mean you get a full, entire tattoo on your head.
How much would the tattoo cost? Like, or how much would I? How much
how
money
much
would it cost
would you
for
cost
me?
For you to get like Don Draper's hair tattooed on your skull?
It would be upwards of like $20-30 million.
$30 million? Yeah. You wear a hat all the time, anyways.
No, because it kind of kills any chances of me doing anything like on television or I mean that like literally I'm literally going yeah fuck it I don't want to unless I'm being you know who the fuck is booking a guy with that
$30 million huh let's see if we can do it
yeah
let's see if we can raise that money to get Lewis a new tattoo haircut well that looks ridiculous.
I also had like Brillo Patty shitty like farfy hair you know what I'm saying like Zach's chin hair was what my head hair was like
that was awful.
Yeah, it wasn't so it's actually good that it fell out of my head because it was never really that good you know so bald works for me
did you look like original Jesus
yes
yeah
that's kind of actually one of the I'm gonna be honest with you I did have Jesus-y type hair
it's called Oh Jesus
yeah
I came up with a whole, like notes and everything for the show, and we didn't get into any of this shit.
I started doing that. I tried to like keep notes for the show.
But you know what's good? Here's what happens.
It doesn't work.
We don't need to.
Yeah.
The reason you have notes is right. You have like these like bones, right? Mm-hmm. We're having a conversation, and let's say for some reason it just tapers off, and we fucking the subject is done. I can just look down and go, all right, boom, does it live?
Yeah.
Shannon, did I send you the does it live? I don't want it, not the girl. I want to do the animal does it live.
Hold on one sec. The hippo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, pull this up. This is a segment we do on the show.
Does it live or does it die?
Okay, so this is a pack of, or is this a deer? It's a deer that's being attacked by a pack of wild dogs. Okay. Does it live or does it die? We'll see. Let's go.
I don't know if that's the one that I have.
Yes, it is. That's the one. Trust me.
Did you see the video of the Australian guy fucking decking that kangaroo that was attacking his dog?
We will watch that next. Yeah. So here it is. So here's an antelope being attacked.
Oh, and the hippo saves it. Oh, never mind.
Shetty, I thought this was going to be a fun
Jungle Book story about the hippo saving his antelope friend.
Peter Van Wyk has been tracking a pack of African wild dogs, and they've cornered...
The worst kind of wild dogs.
Yeah.
African wild dogs. That's what my uncle calls teenagers in Harlem. Yeah.
It'd be great if they were pit bulls. Good. Just docked pit bulls.
And look, the hippo comes and saves this little fucking antelope.
If you start crying...
Wait, initially rescued by the hippo.
This antelope is like, oh, thank God. I'm safe. Thank God for this friendly hippo.
Yeah, the hippo. Now, this hippo comes and chases all the dogs away, okay? And now the antelope is kind of just stuck in the mud. You'll see. And the hippo's really saving this antelope. You'll see. Watch. Shannon, you just rewound it.
Oh, crap. Sorry.
I mean.
Sorry. Hold on.
No, Shannon.
Brian.
Initially rescued by the hippo's unlikely intervention, now the antelope is stuck in the mud and the dogs return.
Both literally and figuratively. And then the dogs try to eat the antelope again. And then the hippo, look. No, the hippo's saving the antelope.
Okay.
He's pushing him out of the mud.
Was this music playing in Africa?
Yeah. And then the hippo just grabs the antelope and tears it apart.
But that's like a very Lenny in a Mice of Men situation.
You think he was trying to pet and play with the...
Well, it's an antelope, George.
Yeah, I do feel like hippos are all retarded.
Yeah.
Are they intelligent animals?
Yeah, no, they're dumb as shit, dude. It's a Buick with Down syndrome.
Yeah, what is the...
...are among the most aggressive animals on the planet. And experienced Ranger Peter thinks that after initially saving the antelope, the hippo simply became fed up with the invasion of his space.
Yeah. So the hippo tried to save...
Unlikely intervention.
That's fine. The hippo tried to save the antelope, and then eventually just got fucking annoyed and killed it.
Here, you take him. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Get away from this. Ah, fuck it. Ah.
That's like prison hierarchy.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, those dogs owe me cigarettes if they want to eat this fucking antelope.
What would you rather, attacked by the pack of wolves or dogs or the hippo?
Oh, I thought you were going to, the options were attacked by a pack of dogs or raped in prison. And I was like, I don't know.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
I feel like after a few seconds of the rape, you could settle in and just start enjoying it.
Probably
a little
the
bit.
Dogs, because I feel like I could fuck up at least one of those dogs.
No. Can I tell you why you want the hippo?
Why?
Quick death.
Yeah, but I want to feel like I at least did something before it happened.
Are you crazy? Listen,
no,
I'm not crazy. You're going to die, Nick. You're going to die.
Sure.
Period. You're in the African jungle, okay? Yeah. You're surrounded by African dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tear your skin off your body.
What would you rather have, hippo or cancer?
Hippo. Hippo death. Every single... Hold on. What type of cancer? Like fucking melanoma? Because you survive with that, right?
No. Is that a bad one? You have to choose how to die. Do you want cancer or do you want hippo?
Do I get chemo treatments? Can
sure.
I fight it? Can
yeah,
I use some sort
fight.
Of holistic?
Sure, yeah, you can fight it. Sure.
I can go to India and get some sort of like flower
yeah.
treatments?
Yeah, that's still a long, horrific death compared to the hippo.
But there's a chance I'll live.
God, I would love if you went to India for the treatment and then just got ate by a hippo.
Yeah, yeah. That's the treatment?
No, you know, here's the thing. I'm not guaranteed. This is what I'm asking you, Nick. Am I guaranteed death or is there
guaranteed,
a chance?
Guaranteed death.
Hippo.
But it doesn't matter because you're going to think you're going to have a chance at life anyways. That's what everybody with cancer does. That's like this thing. Everybody,
but not a hippo.
Has this fantasy in their head like, oh, if I found out I have cancer, I'd rob a bank. I'd do all these things. And nobody actually does it because you don't want to accept that you're going to die.
No, you fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you think you fight. You just die quietly. You take a bunch of medicine.
You know, some people
and you brand it as fighting.
Dude, some people live. You just get your tit chopped off.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Get a nut removed.
I don't know if it's fine.
Better than fucking, it's better than fucking. It's better than hippo
death. I found a lump on one of my balls last year, and I was like terrified. And people are like, "Oh, testicular cancer's not like the big deal anymore. You just get your ball removed." I'm like, "Yeah, I don't want my fucking ball removed."
I met a tranny who had both of her balls removed.
Yeah, well, that's their thing.
No, not always.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure, not always.
They take them out because then they get less testosterone. Mm-hmm. Naturally, they produce less testosterone.
Yeah.
So.
And then you got to take E pills, the other kind of E.
I will tell you, it makes the tranny hotter because, like, I'm not into trannies, but
you ballless. Just focus on that dick.
Yeah, ballless is definitely less.
Then there's balls in the way.
Balls are, there's a level of manliness that having the balls removed really takes away. I say more than half of the gayness is removed with the balls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to do a guess the news, but we don't have that much. All right, fuck. Guess the news. Let's do it, Shannon.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information.
I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News. Something happened in Russia. No, it wasn't Russia. It was in Turkey. There was a fucking art gallery in Turkey. Okay? People were watching art. And there was a guy that came and spoke. He was an ambassador for Russia. He was speaking. One of his dudes in a security detail pulls out a fucking gun, shoots him in the back a couple times, live on fucking TV. He fucking falls down, dies. The guy screaming, Allah Akbar, God is great. Remember Aleppo. Let's play the video. It's a graphic video. There it is. Like, he gets shot right there. Here, rewind it, Shannon. Here it is. Boom. Ambassador Nyushkachins. Oh.
It looks like he's getting shot by the cannon behind him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy, dude. I mean, watching somebody die on camera is it's not sexy. It's not. But it's not. It's also pretty tame compared to some of the fucking deaths on video that I've seen. Let's get real. It's 2017,
what
guys.
What a mess here.
Did you see the guy? We guessed the news. I think I guessed pretty accurately. Shannon, was I accurate on all that stuff?
Give me 2 minutes.
No, from now on, I want you to pull up all the facts about this and be able to correct any mistakes that I make. It's fine for now, though. Okay. I think I'm pretty accurate on all that stuff. Okay. Did you not see this video?
No. They fly the planes into the towers? Is that the news?
The Russian ambassador being shot to death on Turkish television.
By the guy who looks like Ryan from The Office.
Yes, that is also true. Yeah. Yes.
I like, too, he fucked up the ISIS finger, so it doesn't look like an ISIS finger. It just looks like he's doing the Saturday Night Fever thing.
Do they have a gang sign?
Yeah, they stole it from fucking, I guess, Pele. The soccer finger is now an ISIS.
This
thing.
Is ISIS?
Yeah, that's...
Hold on, shut the fuck up, ISIS. You can't
Wait,
claim
how many, do
that.
Do they have more than one soccer reference? Allah, Allah, yeah, Allah.
That's a soccer reference. I wish I knew more about soccer to keep this one down, but I don't.
You can't choose... That's almost like you just taking another fucking... Yeah. Like, that's what happened with...
You know, be great
didn't Kanye take Diamond Dallas Page's thing, or was Jay-Z did, right?
Well, it would be great if the thing that ISIS stole was Italian chef fingertip kissing. So they fucking drive that truck into that Berlin market, and the guy... Mwah. It's ISIS.
That's a spicy meatball.
That's a spicy...
I drove in a truck into the building. Yeah. Mwah.
Mwah.
It was such a good view. Allah Akbar. Mwah.
Ciao. Yeah.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
ISIS's goal is to just make two dogs kiss by sharing a piece of spaghetti.
That's so fucking funny, dude. Yeah, you can't claim just a universal symbol for I'm number one. So everybody that's holding up a number one thing at every sports game in the country is just holding up a giant foam ISIS finger now?
Yeah, big foam rubber ISIS finger. Well, it looks like the cover of Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, I know. He does the fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty... I'm just saying, it's not that brutal.
Mm.
That one didn't... That one's not making me lose sleep, but that death, you know? I have to see, like, fucking brains splattering against a wall.
The worst video I've ever seen, I think I mentioned it last time I was here, because you play these kind of fucked up videos, is a cartel beheading.
Yeah, yeah.
And did I mention that?
Well, we watched that one on Legion of Skanks. We made it hilarious.
The two guys?
Yeah.
Where one guy fucked up kind of bad, and the other guy fucked up real bad, and one guy gets the chainsaw, and the other guy gets a fucking, like, utility knife.
Oh.
Yeah, so the chainsaw guy, he's over pretty quick, but it's still pretty brutal to watch a chainsaw start into somebody's
utility
neck.
Knife beheading or hippo death?
I would rather be killed by a human being. In fact, I would prefer to be...
What is your problem? Do you understand how painful death is?
Yeah, I understand how painful it is.
No, you don't, because you keep on choosing these ridiculous things.
No, there's, you know, and this is more of like an existential thing, but I would prefer to be murdered than to die from natural causes, even. I think there's like an intimacy to murder. And it brings death back down to the human realm. And it there's something sort of pleasing.
I think you're saying that now, but actually presented with hippo death or
I think about dying, and I think about it all the fucking time, yeah. The idea of being murdered, somebody pushing me onto the train tracks, you know, somebody coming up and shooting me in the back of the head, there's something more relaxing about that.
What would be your reaction if you got pushed on the train tracks? Would you try to jump off? My reaction would be lay your head down on the third rail and just fucking electrocute while it comes over your head.
I would try to lay flat in between the tracks.
I don't feel like that's going to be good. I feel like there's shit hanging down that's going to just slice you in half.
There's like 27 inches of clearance from the stations.
You've looked at this.
Yeah, because a guy saved a guy a couple years ago.
Yeah, he jumped on top of him and held him down. He was having a seizure.
Yeah.
And he fell on the tracks, and the guy
jumped down and held him down. It went over both of them.
I feel like I'm 27 inches wide. Zach, you're definitely 27 inches wide. It would just slice your belly open, and you'd just spill open. That's it. You're done.
Can you imagine how all your dismembered pieces, how terrible that would look? Scattered all over Grand Central.
It doesn't look good when he's not dismembered.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not good together.
Yeah. Somebody finding your head and they're like, how awful. Like, no, it was like that before.
you die of a heart attack.
Look what it did.
What happened to his beard.
I get pulled out all these individual hairs and left.
Did some sort of serial killer inject his body with something?
His genitals got moved to his face and somehow melted onto his face.
Oh, we need to find the people that got killed for lust and greed.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
What's in the box at the end of 7.
Because here's the thing, Mike. That's why I'm glad we had you on the show today, because in my head, and this is going to happen one day, I'm going to get into an argument with somebody. They're going to push me right into the train tracks.
Yeah.
Almost guaranteed, right? Mm-hmm. One of my biggest fears, I'm with my kid. They just grab my kid by his arm and fling him onto the train tracks right in front of me. Then I got to fucking choose, do I risk my death or do I fucking tell my kid to hit the deck?
Yeah.
You know, he's 4 years old. He's not going to understand hit the deck. He's very literal with everything. You know, he's looking for a deck of cards.
He punches himself in the dick.
The last thing he does, hit the deck. Shit. That's so fucking funny. My instinct would have been, if I see the train coming, I'm like, I'm dead, right? Because I'm too fat right now to climb up on the thing, right? So I don't want to climb up and then be hit by the train and be sliced in half against the train. That seems, it's going to hurt a lot. I think you got to just go lay across the track on your head. Put your head, not on the third rail, because you want to be electrocuted. Put your head on the rail and just let it just pop your head.
They tell you what you're supposed to do is run away from the train, run outside of the, you know, away from the direction of the train, and wave your arms. Because they can hit the emergency brake on those trains. They're already slowing down when they're approaching the station. Unless it's an express train, that train was already going to stop.
I just want to watch Zach killed while he's slowly running away from a train, slowly pulling it. Just impales him slowly.
What I want to see is Zach trying to run from the train. Doesn't really get very far, but the train stops anyways, and then he just trips, his pants fall down, and he's eaten by rats. A bunch of fucking rats run up and just eat him with the train 20 feet behind him.
We didn't get to any of the other fucking things. That's okay, though. We'll do them tonight on Legion of Skanks, the other topics, but I want to talk about... Let's get some questions out of the way. Let's do it.
Give me a fucking answer! Give me a fucking answer! Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
You know what time it is.
I would just like to say, I actually have tears in my eyes from thinking about James punching himself in the dick and
getting hit by a train. Hit the deck. That's so fucking funny. So here's the deal, man. Morning of the show, Wednesdays, I post on Facebook. Just a little post asking if you guys need any advice or you want any insight into our world. So make sure you guys join the conversation. Ask me some questions on Facebook, and we will always try to get to the best ones on the show. A lot of questions today. Nick, people love you on the show, by the way.
Oh.
Last time you were on, a lot of great feedback.
I feel like this one's been kind of I've been low energy. I'm not drinking as much coffee because I think I have a peptic ulcer. I don't know. I don't have health insurance anymore, so
yeah.
The solution is eat a tube of Tums every morning.
And
don't drink
happens.
Coffee. Yeah.
So all right, let's go. Let's do it. Here it is, guys. Here's some questions. I want to know what Nick is going to do next now that he's permanently banned from Facebook, LOL, says Kyle Alexander Little. Are you permanently banned from Facebook?
Well, they want me to upload a picture of my fucking ID to get back on Facebook. This thing is, people hate me. People fucking hate me on Facebook. I don't attack anybody. You know,
and you got reported.
I don't even get into arguments. I'll write jokes that might present like a fucking opinion that's contrary to what, you know, somebody might like or whatever.
Yeah.
But they get mad at me for fucking jokes. So people are reporting me. They got me banned from Facebook the last time.
Yeah, I took credit for that.
Yeah, I saw that. And then this time I got banned for posting. So I bought a 65-inch 4K TV, and I was watching Fortress, which I've seen probably 30 times in my life. I've seen Fortress plenty.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where the dude goes to sleep. Christopher Lambert's character goes to sleep, and he's having a wet dream where he's fucking his wife, which is like... That's not what you have a fucking wet dream about.
Yeah.
Fuck your wife in your wet dream. You fuck, like, you know, the cashier at, you know, Arby's or whatever. Any woman, every woman you've ever met in your life, right?
Right.
So he's having this wet dream about fucking his wife. But because the TV is so big and the resolution is so good, you can just clearly see Christopher Lambert's balls.
Right.
They're, like, totally visible. So I took a video of it, and I was like...
And you didn't know that you can't do that on Facebook.
You can. In their own fucking guidelines, it says nudity is not allowed unless it's for satirical or, like, humorous purposes. And it's right. Like, you think I'm posting Christopher Lambert's balls so that people will jack off to it?
Maybe.
No, it's a fucking joke.
But that's all, like, subjective, though, because some people might have jerked off to it, so how do you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can jerk off to something and still think it's funny. I do that with gay porn all
that's
the time.
That's true. That's actually very true. Yeah. I jerk off. I mean, that's one of my favorite websites, shooshtime.com. Funny videos you jerk off to.
Yeah.
One of the best.
Yeah. So I'm back on Twitter, I guess.
You're back on Twitter. You're not coming back to Facebook? You're just done?
I'm not fucking sending them a picture of my ID. The amount of that, like, who do the fuck they think they are?
How funny would it be if you sent a picture of your ID, but you photoshopped Christopher Lambert's balls onto the face of you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm reluctant to show my ID to anybody, you know? Let alone a fucking private company that thinks they have that kind of power.
Who have admitted that they take your, that they try to change your emotions.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they did that?
Yeah.
They straight up came out and said, we're doing experiments where we were feeding you good and bad thoughts and seeing if that can change your mood.
Well, they're doing it because they want me to prove that it's, you know, that my account hasn't been hacked or whatever. But I have like a pretty clear.
But they read your jokes, so they know it has.
Yeah, I guess. It's just people don't like me. That's all it is.
John Amato wants to know, when and how do you plan on telling baby James that Santa isn't real? Is he enough of a real ass son to handle it? What do you guys think? If you have kids, what's the year you tell
all them? Children know Santa Claus isn't real.
You think so?
You gotta be a really fucking stupid kid to think Santa.
He's four.
4-year-olds know.
They believe in
that. They understand. They don't.
No. They believe
in card tricks, maybe, but the logistics, they understand that Santa Claus doesn't.
No, dude, you didn't see the fucking look in this kid's eye, okay? Did you
take him to the mall to meet Santa Claus?
I took him to fucking Macy's.
He thinks
bitch.
That Santa Claus is real.
I took
real.
Him to the fucking the highest level.
He thinks that Santa Claus is real.
Yes.
Not even
one of the helpers. Like, I saw him, I said flat out, I was like, this is the dude. So, buckle the fuck up.
I remember there was a mall when I was a kid, and they had a place where you could write letters to Santa, and you put it in a box, and then just a little light goes up to the ceiling. It's like, boop, 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 boop.
Oh, that's great.
No, but that's clearly just a fucking light. You're throwing all that shit in the trash.
You fucking believe in magic, though, man.
I didn't believe in magic as a kid.
Yeah, because you're fucked up, man.
No, I'm not.
I'm fucked up, too. I didn't believe in magic. I never believed in Santa Claus. But my kid right now, 4 years old, 150% believes in Santa Claus. I have an app. Check this shit out, dude, right? There's an app on my phone where it tells you.
How about this? Don't tell.
Naughty or nice.
Don't tell
your thumbprint.
Don't tell James that Santa isn't real. Tell James that Santa is David Blaine. Because that's something I would believe in.
Let's see, will
if
you
I
get
was a child, I would assume that David everything.
Put
David
your thumbprint
Blaine.
Right there. Will you get a gift? Let's find out. Has Nick been naughty or nice this year? Nice.
You've been
see?
Nice.
You're getting
I'm a good
fucking
person,
gift, dude.
Man.
You're getting a fucking gift, dude.
Sweet.
Now is Santa Claus not real? Yeah, once he's on your side, then all of a sudden he becomes fucking,
But I'm assuming Asians made this. Yeah. So it's Asian Santa.
Yeah.
Who is real?
Go ahead, Zach. Are you going
to
gift this
year? Gets nice to him.
Your thumb is too fat.
It's not so much that I want presents.
I'm naughty.
I just don't want other people getting presents.
He's naughty.
Yeah. Well, he's okay. A piece of shit.
Let's see. Here it is. Luis J. Gomez.
Naughty Puerto Rican. Rican.
Nice. See, yeah. There we go, Zach.
I like that the phone doesn't even have the capability to scan your fingerprint on that part of the screen.
This fucking magic, Nick.
No, it's not magic.
Why are you against magic for children?
Because it's not. It's the basic technology. That's not how that fucking works.
Eight years old is the year I'm going to tell him that Santa's not real.
Your fucking 8-year old has a concept of fingerprint scanning, but like he can't understand that a big fat man doesn't magically travel around the world.
Yeah, but you know, you kind of need that as a little kid. Why do we need the world to be opened up and realistic to a 5-year old?
Of course, but I think
they need it.
Children approach Santa Claus the same way they approach, you know, adults approach religion, where you know it's bullshit. Everybody knows it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And again, doing a bit on the fucking show, but like, you know, with sports, when like athletes pray, there's a tacit admission there that everyone knows God isn't real and prayer does nothing. Because if you thought it did something, you wouldn't be okay with an athlete just cheating in the middle of a fucking game and asking God for help.
Well, no, it's not cheating because it's an even playing field. Everyone can pray. You could all be asking God for help.
So everyone can do steroids.
Right. It's an even playing field. So
that's
everyone,
still cheating.
But if everyone does steroids, I'm okay with it. You know what
I'm
saying?
Not everyone can pray.
Praying is not banned.
Some prayers are worth more. The Dominicans' prayers are that they're the most Christian.
Well, they pray nonstop. Every time they exhale, they're saying a Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Did you see that Bob Costas video like a year ago? And that reliever for the Cubs like completely blew a save. And he's like walking off the mound. And Bob Costas is like, and there he goes, and he's pointing to the heavens, and we can only imagine that he's asking some deceased relative forgiveness for such an atrocious performance. It was amazing.
You know what I do? Because I don't hit my kid, right? I practice peaceful parenting. So what I do now, you know, it's only going to work for like another year, is I just threaten Santa Claus isn't coming nonstop.
Yeah.
Arthur, you threaten Santa Claus's life.
Yeah.
I will cut his
fucking throat. He won't bring anybody presents this year. You understand, you little motherfucker? No, I threaten that Santa Claus isn't going to come.
I'm going to have like a weird, like goth kid and like just make him think that the Nightmare Before Christmas is the real story of Christmas. So we're going to, you know, me and my husband.
I also don't like that. I don't like that goths are, because we're the first generation where goths have become, that goths are now adults. You know what I'm saying?
Goths don't exist anymore.
That's what I'm saying. They've grown up now.
It's like Rebecca from The Creek in the Cave is probably the only goth I know.
Yeah. I was kind of goth. I liked Nine Inch Nails, Marilyn.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid.
That's industrial, though. That's not goth.
Yeah, but it was.
I still like Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, the music. But I was wearing eyeliner and fucking like dyeing my hair.
Yeah.
You know.
He's a mall goth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like a Hot Topic kid.
Yeah.
So
JNCOs? You wear JNCOs?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Kickwear, all that shit.
Yeah.
I used to call it kikewear, though, and get a giggle to myself. I was very anti-Semitic very early in my life.
Jeez.
All right, let me get a couple more questions in because we got to get the fuck out of here. Tim Schreiner wants to know, should incest be illegal even in situations where nobody gets pregnant? Should incest be illegal?
Well, I don't understand why the pregnancy is the... Is the
because the baby becomes retarded. There's not, more of like not, a likely not, chance.
Not like that's not for sure. There's plenty of you can do genetic typing and find out that people who aren't related have a higher chance of having a retarded kid than or a disabled kid than you know.
Really? That's where you draw your line?
Yeah.
Retarded?
Yeah. Well, I don't say retarded if I'm describing someone that's actually retarded, or at least I try not to because I feel bad about it.
Are you more likely?
Consent is the only issue you should be concerned with incest. And really, there's no argument against incest. If it's two consenting adults, why the fuck shouldn't they be able to?
I've jerked off to incest porn recently.
I don't understand any arguments against polygamy or fucking incest. If you're a progressive person otherwise, why you shouldn't embrace those ideas. If everything's based on the idea of consent, then I don't understand.
I will say if the child is more likely to be mentally handicapped by a measurable percentage, I think that there should be some sort of...
Then what about regular couples? If we have genetic typing, you can say, if you guys have a kid, there's a 99% probability that they're going
to
come out.
I think it should be illegal for them to fucking have that kid. Yeah? I think it should be illegal.
Move to fucking China.
Hold on, but if we knew that, right? If we knew that they were going to have a mentally handicapped kid before they even...
God, how long must it take to figure out a Chinese kid's retarded?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
they invented it.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if we knew before they even had sex, it's not like you're making somebody abort a child. I'm saying, like, before they even had sex, we knew these two types of people were going to create 99% likely a retarded child, and then they do it anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I think that there should be. It's kind of weird. Yeah, the law. I mean, I don't know. It's a fucking weird thing, dude. That's. It would be, you'd be really
He's practicing this speech for when he breaks up with Karen.
Yeah, yeah. Look, we did the typing, and this should be illegal.
You get what I'm saying? You think they should be able to go just make a little retard baby for fun?
I think if... Yeah, yeah, yeah. I should. I do think that that should be okay.
Yeah.
If you want to have a kid, I mean, yeah, why the fuck not?
What if being retarded is just like a lot of fun and we don't even know?
I'm sure it is.
It's just awesome.
The thing is, it's like, you know, the human emotional spectrum, it's not contingent on you having a high degree of intelligence or a low degree of intelligence. You know, happiness feels the same to the smartest man in the world as it does to the biggest fucking idiot. So
yeah, that's true.
You can still live a fulfilling life as somebody with an intellectual
disability. Like my
kid
right now, like he's at a level like, you know, look, and they say like retarded people think at like the levels of little kids, right? Mm-hmm. He gets so happy.
Do you think it should be illegal for James to have a retarded father?
Yeah.
James should go to jail for having a retarded father?
No, I think they should fucking put a drill into the back of my head.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That'd be cool.
I get it.
Yeah.
I completely get it. Do you think it should be illegal for two retarded people to have sex and have a retarded baby?
No.
It is.
No.
Not on film.
It is, though.
Is it?
It is illegal.
It's illegal for retarded people to copulate.
I believe so, yeah. I think there's legislation.
I think there's an issue with consent that it might be because, like, the fucked up laws that we have that two retarded people can rape each other.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it should be illegal for them to. Yeah, why the fuck not? Why legislate against their, you know, ability to
procreate?
Live a full life.
It's fine. Hey, look, it's a tough issue. We always deal with tough issues in the Realist Podcast. That's what we do, man.
I don't think it's that tough. I think it's, you know, if consent is the only issue, then that's what you should look at.
Yeah, but I think that's the idea.
If you have mutual consent there.
Consent.
If there's no disparity in terms of, like, a power dynamic where it's not, like, a disabled person, you know, who has, like, oh, yeah, this is my boyfriend who's, like, a normal
guy. One has retard strength. One has a lot of retard strength.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's really retard strong.
You know, yeah, I think it should be fine.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like, you know, they say let's get retarded in here in that song. They're talking about getting drunk. You can't consent when you're drunk.
And well, they had to change the song. Now it's let's get it started.
Yeah, but that's like when you watch like, you know, Step Brothers on like TBS and they change all the curse words. You're like, no, I don't respect that version. Okay. Yeah. It's let's get retarded in here. Yeah, I listen to that version.
Mm-hmm.
A realist, dude. All right, last question. Here it is, guys. Let's make it a good one. I'm going to choose it fucking randomly. Here it is, guys. And... All right. Realist question. Hitting women is wrong. However...
I thought there was just a question mark at the end of
it. I'm not a racist, but...
If you have ever dated a chick from the hood, there are stipulations, in my opinion. Those bitches fight and fight like dudes. If they start swinging, is it okay to bust their ass like a man? People fail to mention this element all the time. They're basically saying it's okay to hit black women. is it okay to hit black women, but
again,
not white women?
It all comes down to consent. You know, if you had a prior agreement with that woman that says, like, look, if you're going to start swinging at me, I'm going to hit you back. And she says, that's fine. Go for it. You know?
Well, there's almost like
you'll still go to fucking jail.
There's an unwritten agreement
and you're
in the world where if you hit somebody, they might hit you back, right?
Yeah.
It should at least be, you should at least know that, right? Well, play the video. We didn't get into the, but this is in relation to a video that I posted, which is a football player from somewhere. He was at a bar, this a few years ago. He was at a bar and he got into an argument with this little blonde chick and she hits him. Here, play the video. Put it up on the big screen, Shannon. And they start arguing. He follows her into this restaurant, and this is the video. She pushes him, she smacks him, and he just fucking boom. He decks her. He assaulted her. Oklahoma running back Joe Mixon punched this woman in July 2014. The punch shattered four bones in her face and left her limp on the ground. Boom. Court just ruled the video to be released to the public. Mixon had to complete 100 hours of community service and behavioral counseling. The University of Oklahoma suspended Mixon from football for the 2014 season. He was reinstated in 2015 and will be on the field for the Sugar Bowl on January 2nd.
I mean, he does so much for the school and the team, and I personally, I think she's lying, if you ask me. I think this is a fabrication, this video.
She's been harassed and targeted by Oklahoma fans, too, the victim. But is she a victim? How are you gonna fucking calling her a victim? Like, look, here's the thing, right? All right, stop. She is a criminal.
But let's put it this way.
She's a criminal.
She is. She did.
She's a criminal.
But you don't know if she's drunk or whatever. And
doesn't matter.
That guy knows he's stronger than a woman.
100%.
He's not in any situation.
He's also
there.
A criminal.
He's not. There's no situation there where
take
he's
the sexes,
in fear.
Take the sides, take the ages, take everything out of account, right?
Yeah.
Take it all away. Two people are hitting each other. They're both fucking criminals.
But you can't. You have to look at things in context. You can't remove yourself from the context of the situation and say...
I'm looking at the context.
Well, what if it's a video of a child hitting him on the fucking, like, kneecaps and he
stomps different.
On...
It's a little different. Children...
Take the ages out of it. Take the genders out of it.
There is a difference because children are not actually legally responsible
sure,
the same
I
way adults are.
Sure, I understand that.
They think differently.
I understand.
An adult woman does not think differently. You can't use alcohol as an excuse. I can't go, I got drunk, got into a car, crashed into a bus stop, and I'm drunk.
But you can't take it out of the context of him understanding that he does have of course he's not does nothing to
if
fear
I'm
in that
judging
situation.
The case, right? Yeah. I'm going to give him a harsher sentence because when you take everything into context, he is 10 times stronger than her, so he's able to do more damage, and he's knowingly 10 times stronger than her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
My problem is calling her a victim.
It's not
when you call somebody who is an assailant.
Yeah.
A victim. It's like when somebody robs somebody's house and then they get into a scuffle and they get fucking shot in the scuffle in the person's house. And they go, to call that person a victim.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me to swallow.
What I would do if I was a prosecutor, I would say to that girl, like, look, we're going to give you the opportunity to press charges, but understand that you also assaulted him and he also has the same opportunity. So make your decision based on that.
I think that's probably what they did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just fucking said, fuck him. Look, he's a scumbag, right? But at the same time, I have to step back and go like, all right, look, you can't have it both ways. You can't put your hands on people and expect them not to punch you in the face.
It's also a white lady, too. I mean, the amount of, like, disrespect, in that regard.
Yeah.
Just some rich white woman punching you in the face.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, by the way, the most privileged
also,
people in society, hot white chicks.
College athletes are also enslaved by the schools. So they make the schools fucking millions and millions of dollars, and they don't get fucking paid. They should be paid. And it's bullshit that they're not.
So
to have some fucking... You're already in that situation.
Look, I've been hit by so many fucking girls in my life.
Yeah.
Every girl that I've ever dated in my life has fucking punched me in the face at one point or scratched me or smacked me or whatever. And I've never put my hands on a chick.
Of course, you just don't.
But
you just don't do it.
I can tell you right now, a few of them have deserved it.
Sure.
A few of them have like... I have an ex-girlfriend who is like literally like a psycho that deserved it.
But
like if I would have hit her, it would have been justified with the amount of shit
she did. You do the right
thing.
You don't hit them back, and you hope that someday they date someone that will.
Yeah.
And then when it does happen, you say, good.
That's it. Simple
as
that.
That's what being, the guy before
that's
him being, was hoping.
That's what being a good person is.
Shit. All right, let's get out of here. Make sure you guys go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review, all that fucking feedback. Tell some friends about the Real Ass Podcast and all the other amazing shows and guests. DigitalGuestDigitalNetwork.com.
Plug Cumtown now.
Of course, please. Good.
Yeah, if you guys like podcasts, you check out Cumtown. We have premium episodes once a week and the regular episodes. Subscribe on iTunes if you like it, and you can throw us some cash on patreon.com/Cumtown and get the premium episodes.
Fuck yeah, dude. Listen, thanks so much, Nick, for coming in.
Thanks
we'll
for having me, man.
Week.
I love
Merry
doing,
Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, thanks.
That's all, folks.